At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty. Here we go. Lake Show. It's time to talk to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. He's joining us on the John Schuster-Cole Banker Hotline. He is in Indianapolis for the WNBA All-Star Weekend, which we will get to here in a second. But Charles is getting those miles in because Charles Holman last weekend was also in Vegas for NBA Summer League. Charles, man, you're just getting everywhere. Where are you headed to next? My goodness.
Headed to Minneapolis.
He says, I'm headed back home to Minneapolis. Hey, before we get to Indianapolis and what you're doing there for covering the WNBA All-Star Weekend, what did you make of Summer League, man? Was that your first time ever going to Summer League?
Yeah, it was. I was there 2 years ago, but just for a day. The WNBA All-Star game was in Las Vegas,
yep.
And I stayed an extra day, and I went to some games. I didn't see the Timberwolves play at all. And I only stayed like for saw a couple of games because I was leaving the next day. This time I came there particularly to cover Summer League games and talk to players and coaching and stuff like that. So I had a good time. I really enjoy my time. I may look to doing that again next summer.
Hey, first off, hold on. Don't ever do this, Brother Holman. Don't ever think you're just going to go to Summer League and you ain't going to say nothing to nobody. Like you know that's what we do. You know I'm at Summer League every single summer. And last summer I didn't go because I had some stuff pop up at the last minute and I couldn't make it. But you know I'm going to be there. And Kyle Alamine is rolling with me. So how could you – why didn't you hit me up, man? You trying to do stuff on the slide? I mean, was it like a side piece or something? Was you trying to do some secret kicking it?
I was trying to sneak out of town, man.
You're wrong for that, man. You are wrong for that. But yeah, was it hot enough for you?
The heat doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, no, it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was worse when I was there 2 years ago. Because it was like 118.
Yeah.
The day I went to the summer league. This time wasn't that.
It was 111.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It was 111.
It wasn't that. Oh, hell, it's almost 90 here. So.
Mm.
I'd rather have the heat than the cold, be honest. But no, I had a good time. I really did. I enjoyed myself. Got to talk to some people, talk to fans, talk to writers, talk to, you know, Randy U. Obviously, Randy U and Khalid and some other people. It was fun. It was enjoyable. In fact, I'm writing a 2-part story out of it. The first part came out this week, and the second part come out next week. So it was good. It was a good time for me. Really enjoyed myself.
All right, so let's talk about the WNBA All-Star Weekend. The Minnesota Lynx, they got a victory yesterday to kind of go into the All-Star break with another win. They have three All-Stars, correct? We've got Fee, we've got Kayla, and then we've got Courtney, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Kayla was an injury replacement.
Yeah, she was an injury replacement. Is that the most amount of Lynx players to ever be on an All-Star team in one season?
No, they had four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had Lindsey Whalen.
Yep.
Simone.
Yep. Maya.
Maya and Rebecca. Rebecca.
Okay.
Was that fourth.
That's crazy. Yep. That's crazy. For this team to have that many All-Star, though, really speaks to the success that they've had this season.
Oh, yeah, by far. You know, it's funny. They're still the under-radar kind of story nationally. Mm-hmm. People are not talking about them like you think they would. I mean, they got 20 wins.
Yep.
And no other team has 20 wins in the league this season.
No other team has 16.
So they're doing well. People panicking when they lost those two games recently, but you got to remember they've been playing almost every other night in July, and that's a stress. That they needed this break. They came the right time. They needed this break to just when you increase the number of games that they did this year. That, you know, teams are just playing a lot of games, and that's why you see the rash of injuries that you're seeing because of just the wear and tear on the body. So, but no, it's good. They're doing, you know, they do. People thought they could be, again, if not the champion, they'd be close to it. And so, therefore, it's not surprising me, but they're doing well. I'm looking forward to the second part, looking forward to the All-Star game. The big news today is that the players met with the league and they didn't go off really well.
Mm. In terms of a collective bargaining agreement or what?
Yeah, they had a meet. That was their first face-to-face meeting. And it was 30 players there. All the team reps was there. And it did not go well at all.
That's not good.
A lot of people are fearing that, you know, if they don't get things resolved, that there will be a work stoppage at the end of the season. So
yeah, we don't need that.
That's the big news. That's the big news that came out after the meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, that's very, very unfortunate. I do want to get to something, a piece of news that occurred while I was out in Vegas. I haven't talked to you about it, but Alyssa Pelley, the Lynx first-round pick back in 2024, they slid back. They made a trade with the Chicago Sky, and they selected her. She was released. She was waived. It wasn't working out. Very unfortunate that you take somebody in the first round and it doesn't work out. And when we say it doesn't work out, like her career with the Lynx is already over. I always criticize sliding back and not taking Angel Reese. Now, if you want to say that Angel Reese isn't your cup of tea in terms of like her aura, her vibe, And maybe specifically about how she plays or her skill set, I can hear you out. But there is no way that you could tell me that I'm going to pass on Angel Reese and Pelley's the pick. That made no sense to me. And I know that people will say, well, there were other things that went into it. But the bottom line is this specific draft pick just did not work out for the Lynx.
Yeah, that definitely came back to haunt this team, especially this year when Angel had two great games against the Lynx. But, you know, I did not – I wanted Angel Reese, definitely. But I had a feeling about the month into the draft, month before the draft, that things wasn't going to work out that way. My sources were telling me that I don't think she's coming in. You know, I don't think she's coming in. Then you saw they made the trade. That not only did the trade was not only just the swapping of positions, also Minnesota got a draft pick for next year.
Yep.
So
that ended up being Carly though, right?
No.
Oh, you're talking about for next year.
Yeah, for next year.
Okay, gotcha, Uh-huh.
So if the Sky don't get to the playoffs, then they have at least a top four pick next year. But
this is the thing. I'm not even so much caught up on the trade. I'm talking about the player that you ended up getting, though. Like, their evaluation,
she did not fit in.
Yeah.
She looked out of shape. She wasn't defensively good. And you could see that. And everybody thought she might improve over the offseason because she went overseas. And then she played in a league, either unrivaled or the AU league, but still, she came back. She still did not look good, and you look back. Somebody compared to the NBNB. Remember him when the Wolves drafted him years ago? Mm-hmm. He never panned out. That's they comparing her to him. I don't know if she'll get a chance to play in the league again. I really don't, unless she improve her body,
composition.
Strength,
yeah,
composition and go overseas and really show that she can be more than a shooter. You know, that's great, but anybody can shoot right now. You got to be able to do some other things, and she wasn't able to show that.
I think if there was a redraft, I think that Kate Martin would go in the first round. The young lady from Iowa, she absolutely would go in the first round.
Definitely. Well, you know, it's unfortunate. Sometimes these so-called draft experts, and I'm talking about the people on the teams, they look at people and they see things, and they make their decision on that, and sometimes those decisions don't work out. Definitely,
the Pelicans
decision. I wasn't impressed with it in college. I did not see what people thought. If she was that good, I think she'll get drafted, but not that high.
Yeah.
And I saw Angel Reese play. You know, I knew she could play. You know, I'm just saying, my God. And they love it in Chicago. When I went to the Chicago Open this year, those kids were just loving her, you know, because she's an urban type player. And she's a popular player, and she works hard. And yeah, you can get over that shooting stuff. She'll get better at that.
She's not. Offense isn't her game. Yeah. Like she's a putback type of person. Yeah. She's aggressive on the boards type. Her defense and rebounding alone makes her valuable.
And you should have saw that. You saw that in college. I mean, there was never you didn't see a letdown on her. That's why I couldn't understand why people couldn't believe that she could come in the league and play so well. Why not?
Yeah.
Unless you didn't watch her.
Yep.
So, no, I'm happy to see her. I'll be looking forward to talk to her tomorrow when they have All-Star practice. And, you know, she's a good player. I wish she wore a Minnesota uniform, but, you know, some things don't happen like that.
Yeah. We're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm a fan of Caitlin Clark. I think she's a phenomenal player. I don't like to get necessarily all caught up in all the controversies. I think that some of specifically her fans are a little bit crazed. I mean, there's WNBA fans that love all the players, and then there are some Caitlin Clark. Then there's some Caitlin Clark fans that are just delusional. But specifically about Caitlin Clark, is she going to be available for the weekend? Because
she's out.
She's out for the entire weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they made the announcement today. So that's why they brought another player in as a
And it's a in Indy. Atlanta. It's in Indy.
I'm surprised they canceled the game.
Wow. But in all seriousness, that is a big blow. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because she was in the 3-point contest as well as a starter, obviously. So those two news came out, her not going to be unavailable to play, and then the CBA negotiations. So those are two big news that came out here.
And let me say this real quickly. As a Caitlin Clark fan, I was gutted for her when I saw the highlight of her crying because she left the game late and when she re-injured the groin, and you could tell it was significant, and you could tell, like, because she was crying.
Yeah.
I bring this up because this to me, people, okay, who are talking about, oh, everybody's hating on Caitlin Clark, this is why you should be a fan of the league and not just one player. Is because you never know what's going to happen. Don't be just an Angel Reese fan and a fan of nobody else. Don't be just a Nafisa Collier fan and nobody else. Don't be just a Caitlin Clark fan and be supportive of all of these women because they're all good. They're all talented. And I feel like right now that no one's going – I'm not going to say no one because the diehards like myself will always support – but I feel like the Caitlin Clark fans are totally going to check out because she's not going to be a part of any of the WNBA All-Star Weekend. And that I think that's a buzzkill.
Well, I look at some of these so-called fans as megas, you know, that they into it because of a feeling or of an emotion or something like that, and they don't appreciate the game for what it is.
Yeah.
And so they don't appreciate the teams and the players, what it is. And so those extremes, those fringes, I really get concerned by that because they're creating too much other stuff instead of just, you know, being fans. You can be a fan and you can not like a player and like another player. You can do that. But this group, these so-called fans are extremists to me. And that's what MAGA's look like to me. You know, you won't see – everything's always got to be that way. And if it's not that way, and we, another way.
And we got people, you know? And we have people out here that are piling on, like a Robert Griffin III. And Shaquille O'Neal came out a couple days ago and said, hey, he says, RG3, I'm going to tell you right now, you put up another racist-ass post like you did, you know, I'm going to punch you in your face. And you know what? I haven't seen him respond to Shaq yet, but Shaquille O'Neal, I think, is 100% dead serious when he said that. And I think he is dead serious about that.
You know what I think is, you know, like they used to have those speakeasies. When you come in there, they take your cell phone away.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do with him, okay? They take your cell phone away and lock it up for a while because he just don't know what he's doing right now. It's bad. It gives the game a bad look.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you. Yeah. Hey, so tell me this in closing. What is on the itinerary for the next day or two?
Tomorrow is all day, you know, all-star practices. And so they'll be, you know, they'll have media availability from about 9:30 a.m. till about 1 o'clock. So you get a chance to talk to players and then watch them practice for a little bit. And then you got the evening would be the contest, which would be three-point shooting and the skills competition. That's tomorrow evening. That's it. That's so-called All-Star Friday. And then Saturday night would be the actual game. I'm going to do some other things. They got the Black Expo here. I'm going to go to that tomorrow and talk to some people there. And there's some other things. There's some fringe things going on, some, you know, events going on throughout the city. My day is going to be pretty full. You know me. I ain't got nothing. You know, I could sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you, man. Well, hey, Charles, hey, safe travels, man. Enjoy the weekend in Indianapolis, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Henry. You have a good evening now.
All right, take care. That's Charles Holman from the Minnesota Sportsman Recorder joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. It's time for the bite of the night, that next year on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, the bite of the night revolves around the big controversy that everybody in the country seems to be talking about. It is the release of, or lack thereof, the Epstein files. That I guess the list doesn't exist anymore. or it never really existed, which we know that's not true. Well, President Donald Trump was asked by a reporter on the grounds of the White House. There's a little bit of background noise, but you can make it out. About Attorney General Pam Bondi, okay? Because she was the one, or one of several individuals that was talking about how they're going to release it, right?
It's on her desk, Henry.
Yeah, it's on her desk right now. We're looking through it. And then, of course, you know, it doesn't exist and all this other stuff, whatever. And nobody's buying it. Like, let's just, I don't care where you stand politically. No one's buying it. You could be the biggest Trump supporter. You could be the biggest Trump hater. Nobody is buying that it doesn't exist. There are people in jail right now, Miss Maxwell, because of Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. But the question by a reporter, and you can hear, because they're trying to get the question in, and then Trump asks something and then they lay it out. But it revolves around, did Bondi tell you your name appeared in the files? Take a listen.
The Attorney General briefed you on the DOJ and FBI review, the findings of that review. The Attorney General briefed you on
what? On the
DOJ and FBI
on what?
Review.
On what subject?
Epstein. Okay. On Epstein. Of the review of the files. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
A very, very quick briefing.
Did she tell you, what did she tell you about the review? And specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
There's not a sane person in America. There's not a sane person in this country that's buying that. There's not a sane person in this country, in this world, that is buying that explanation. We've been hearing release it. And I'm all for releasing it. If there are Democrats that are on that list, doesn't matter.
If
Bill Clinton, you know, because people, you know, there's a lot of speculation about Bill Clinton. Hey, if he's in it, he's in it. Whoever's in it, release it. It doesn't matter. Bill Cosby, for all we know, could be in it. Let it out. It's not going to come out, and we know why it's not going to come out. Because all indications is that Donald Trump is all over the files. That's now we don't know that as fact. That's the T, that's the speculation, but the bottom line is stop with the spin about Comey. Stop with the spin about Obama. Obama's got nothing to do with you, dude.
I'm surprised he didn't blame Al Gore.
I just, what are we doing here? And who's buying that? Is anybody legitimately buying that excuse?
No.
No.
It's just deflection, misdirection. Somebody... More than one person has it, though, this list now.
No.
Right?
I'm fully confident that the list is finally going to
get... It's going to come out. And the fabric of our society will probably never be the same. But that's what they're really scared of. I know that Trump's scared for himself.
Yeah.
But the names on that list could be catastrophic
Do I think that this list is going to come out while Donald Trump is alive? Because now he's got some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Which... All this stuff about he's the, you know, perfect bill of health and all this stuff we've been being sold the last couple of years. And now it's finally coming out that he's got some sort of stuff that's going on. And
veins.
Yeah.
I'm shocked they admitted it, that he has like a vein condition.
Is it just that?
I'm shocked they said anything but that he shot 18 in
his
most recent round of golf.
Is his ear doing good? His ear's fine?
Seems like there's no scarring for some reason.
But in all seriousness, do you think this is going to come out while he's alive? So that part, you do?
I do. I think that there's probably people, volatile, hostile people to either him, the world, the system, their daily intention.
No.
That could do it.
I think that there's only one person on planet Earth that's capable of putting it out there.
Does it rhyme with Shmelon Tusk?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I think that Elon Musk is capable
yes.
of Because he knows.
He does.
He knows. And he said it. He said that Trump is in it. Like, he said it. Now, I'm not a fan of Elon Musk. Do I believe him there? Yeah, because I think he's seen it. I think he's seen. He look. Does he know where the bodies are buried? Yes. And you know that whole saying about like basically the secrets. I think that he knows. Now, will he go there? Probably not. Not anytime soon.
I don't know. They were best buddies, and then one day they weren't.
What did you hear about? He changed his phone number.
Who did?
Elon. He changed his phone number.
Trump, so he can't reach him?
Yeah.
They used to call me on my cell phone.
Think about how weird is that? That's the definition of petty. Yeah. Elon's changing his phone number now? Come on, dude. What?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a ceiling to escalation. I really don't. And so with that threat of that, why couldn't it happen tomorrow or next week or whatever?
I don't know.
It's all leverage. All this is.
I don't think that while Donald Trump is in the White House, this is coming out. I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
It would.
And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about specific just to Trump. I'm talking about to all the people that will be on the list.
Right. Because by protecting himself, he's protecting everybody else.
No question.
Mm-hmm. Again, leverage. Look what I'm doing for all my buddies.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, let's bring it back local when we're talking about politics. Because I think that the Republican Party, they're going to have to find another candidate to back. I'll explain that next year on The Lake Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, politically in the state of Minnesota, a lot of people are wondering, will Governor Tim Walz run for a third term? He hasn't formally announced his re-election. Many people anticipate that he will. But what do the Republicans want to do? Who do they want to get behind? Who do they want to support? Kendall Qualls has already entered the race. And earlier today, it was reported that Republican Scott Jensen is going to run again for Minnesota governor, vowing to do things differently than when he lost to Governor Walz in 2022. This according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. Scott Jensen can't win. He can't win. And this is the reason why he can't win. Okay. And if you disagree, 651-461-9226. First off, I think that the Republicans would not be wise to support him. They need to find somebody that they feel can be better positioned to win governor. And it's not Scott Jensen. And I say that because everything that defined what he ran on in 2022, it was so like extreme and it was so out there that people are not going to get behind that. First off, we start looking around the state and typically how we vote here in Minnesota. That doesn't play, okay? We know that Republicans, typically, they're not going to win at a high rate, okay? Because we're so damn liberal here in Minnesota, I guess, right? I thought that when it was him and Matt Burke in some of the statements that he made on the campaign trail were so out there, and some of the stances about him, you know, he was a skeptic of the vaccines, talking about the mask mandates, questioning death counts and stuff like that. He would at one point work to ban abortion in Minnesota. Like, you're not going to win the governorship here. And so my point in bringing this up is how does he close a gap on Governor Tim Walz? It was 8 percentage points he lost by. I think if they ran it back again, let's run it back like a game of 21. Let's run it back on the court.
Same messaging?
Well, no, the messaging would not be the same.
So you would adjust.
He would adjust, but I think the damage has been done.
Sure.
That's my take on it. If you have a different take, 651-461-9226. Because how do you put all of that back into – how do you put all that toothpaste back in the tube? I don't think that you can. I don't think that you can. And I think that right now, I think one of the big things that's going to impact everyone, okay, specifically Republicans, but everyone, is people that have run on run campaigns and have said this, that, and the other, and then once you get past the election, you found out that they lied about this. And I think that right now we are in an area in this country where people are looking and saying, we were lied to. Whether it's Supreme Court justices that lied about Roe versus Wade, whether it's things that Donald Trump says that he was going to camp. And this is across the board. It could be a lot of different. Heck, Joe Biden said he wasn't going to pardon his family members, stuff like that, whatever. That ended up not being true. So the bottom line is I think that people are going to evaluate all this stuff and say, you know, we're not going there with you because we don't trust you. Jensen says this time, he considers abortion to be settled law in Minnesota. Just because he says that now, is anybody really buying that? What you said is what you said, bro. The same way that you look at all these Supreme Court justices saying what they said years ago just to get nominated and then advance, and now they go back on their word. It's not happening. Now, I don't know what's happening outside our door. What's going on here? Is this some sort of parade?
When I was coming up in the elevator to do prep, I ran into an elderly couple that was holding a couple protest signs, and I asked them where they were headed, and it seems
live in the
like
air,
it is here.
No fear, be free?
Yeah. They had a few things that said, no kings. I told them that unfortunately I was busy tonight. Otherwise, I would probably be out there. But I clearly am not following the right people.
So is this a protest right here?
It's a protest of sorts. I'm not saying that's what the protest is, but those are the people that claim to be protestors.
All right, so people understand, this is coming down 7th Avenue in Minneapolis right now. We are live on the air, and there is
we got dancing.
Yeah, we got a live protest. Wow, this is interesting. We've got people dancing in the street. Oh, we got a John Lewis mural. Good Trouble Lives On. We got a lot of different flags. Wow. I was not hip. I didn't know that this was coming.
You didn't hear anything.
Me hearing about this or seeing this right now is the first time that.
Right.
I didn't know anything.
Because
you when you went downstairs, that was your first time heard about this,
and
right?
I tend to think that I'm a plugged in person.
Ranked
to,
choice voting. We got all kind of,
yep,
man.
To the cause.
This is getting big.
Yeah.
Huh.
Good. There are a lot of unhappy people right now, Henry.
This sign encapsulates what we were just talking about. Laws, not lies. No, I read it wrong. Laws, not lies. That's crazy. That is a lot of people on the street, man. Huh. So breaking news, live here on WCCO. We have, we've got a protest in downtown Minneapolis. Currently, people walking down 7th Avenue, and they are walking, like, literally, like, if you're coming from U.S. Bank Stadium or the Government Center, walking towards Hennepin, the street is filled with a lot of people. Wow. This is something. I had no idea.
Just a Thursday night.
Do we want to go out there and join them?
Maybe in an hour or so?
No, I'm talking about right now. Can you load this up with
you
commercials?
You probably could.
Can you load
I probably have to stay here and make sure the ship keeps going.
I'm joking. Oh, real quickly about Walls. I did get a text here from the 763. This texter says, I suspect Walls was going to announce last month, but then the assassinations happened. I think that this texter could be on to something. I think this texter could be on to something. But yeah, we got a massive protest. I shouldn't say massive. It says impeach, convict, remove. Interesting.
A lot of time for some good trouble quotes.
Yeah. All right, though, we will take a break. We will. No, these protesters are not being paid. Stop being dumb. Text line is being ridiculous.
Here for the grandkids. I don't think she's getting paid.
Trump could cure cancer and there will be a protest. You're really delusional right now, Texter. But I appreciate you listening to the show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And we will get to headlines next year on the Lake Show. All right, it's time to get into headlines. Lindsey Brown, kick it off for the people.
Thank you, my friend. Really excited to bring some of the stories that really made our day today. First, coming from CBS News, from Tracy J. Wolf, extreme heat is not considered a disaster that is eligible for federal funding, according to the Stafford Act, that is the guiding law for outlines when and how the president can declare disasters and direct federal emergency management agency and provide assistance to local governments. There's a bill being introduced by Democratic lawmakers, along with the support from Republican Representative Mike Lawler of New York, about making extreme heat and classifying it as a disaster, which would allow federal funding to flow into areas where hotter temperatures cause significant physical and economic distress. Nevada is one of those areas, as Jackie Rosen is headlining this as a senator. By adding extreme heat to the FEMA's list of major disasters, we can unlock the funds and support our communities desperately needed. This has been tried before. Not sure why it hasn't been greenlit to go through. Similar bill was introduced in 2024, passed through the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee rather quickly before being blocked by a Senate Republican.
But what is the cutoff?
It's just extreme heat doesn't fit their classification of disasters.
No,
I get that.
Temperature is? No, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would indeed qualify as extreme heat?
Well, the articles that I was reading talked about the heat bubble that we as a country experience, at least a large part of the community, in June. And so those parameters, I could get more details about it, But they're just looking to add extreme heat to that list of things that can be directed in terms of federal funds and aid. Some of the detractors of this bill say the president can already make this choice if he wants to. But then again, maybe that's why we want to have it written into law, just in case somebody doesn't want to extend that aid when bad things happen. Moving on with our timer in a little bit, a moral quandary of sorts. This comes out of the BBC and James Gallagher. Babies have been made using three people's DNA are born free of a hereditary disease. This is legal in England, a technique that's been used for over a decade that allows doctors to go in, do some gene editing, prevent devastating and often fatal conditions. Children born through the three-person technique inherit most of their DNA, their genetic blueprint from their parents, but also get a tiny amount, about 0.1%. from the second egg. So you'd have two eggs, DNA, and one sperm. And this change would be passed down through the generations. The people that have gone through this process aren't putting their names out there. They speak directly through the different places they go to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
But gene editing, it's kind of a controversial topic. Where's the line? Where do we step in?
That's a good question about where the line should be.
Right. But the possibilities are there, and we're seeing success with children born through those and having some of those diseases completely eradicated through their genetic information, which I think is a great thing. Great thing. All right. Last one here. This comes out of CBS News in India. And there is a woman and her two young daughters living in isolation in a remote forest cave, identified as Nina Kutina. She was a Russian person living with her family illegally. But she went out to avoid being basically deported to live in this cave.
This is
in India.
In
Karnataka. Probably didn't say that correctly, but Karnataka. That's how I did it. That's how the voice person told me to do it early. Karnataka.
Okay. Okay.
Police said in a statement that Katina spent her time in the cave meditating by candlelight. And she told investigating officers she was, quote, interested in staying in the forest and worshiping God. To which I say, girl, I get it.
But what's the thing? What is the story really about? Just about her and her daughter being
daughters living in the cave out in the middle of nowhere, snake infested area. They're just living in the cave out in the middle.
Nobody.
Again, the question, the real question. I have no problem with it. Again, she's just trying to worship God. Why not?
Did she get deported or not?
It seems like they took her out of the cave, so I feel like that's probably on track to happen. That they were going to get her back to her native Russia. So they were moved to a nearby detention facility for foreigners living illegally in India. I'd move out in the middle of nowhere to be one with God.
You don't have to be in the middle of nowhere. You're one with God right here?
Depends. You kind of put things in the way, don't you think? We got our distractions.
I mean, we all got distractions.
All I know is when you put your feet in the grass, there's electromagnetic signals that go directly into your feet. But if you do it in concrete, Henry, there's nothing.
Are you into grounding?
Oh, absolutely.
When's the last time you grounded?
Intentionally?
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Probably when I was up in the Boundary Waters camping. So about a month ago. But I try to walk around barefoot.
Yeah, I don't do barefoot.
Ever? Do you sleep in socks?
No. Of course when you're at home, but I'm talking about outdoors.
At all?
No.
Not
walking
even the
around
driveway?
On the street? No, no.
Just to put the garbage out?
I'm not doing
that. Oh, you got soft footsies. No gravel running for you. Unfortunate. That's all my headlines I got, my friend. I just want to live in a cave.
You walk around outside barefoot?
All the time.
On concrete?
Yeah, all the time. Not in days like we had the last two, where it's super hot, burns
That's
half your skin layer off. It gets you all the way down to the dermis.
Yikes.
Largest organ in the human body is the skin.
That does not sound fun.
Mm.
That does not sound fun. All right, coming up next here at the top of the hour, there's a story that I definitely want some reaction to, because I really do wonder, should we as individuals, outside of our own homes, our specific situations, should we really care about folks who cheat? I'll give you the details next on The Lake Show.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.